The Joys of That Eternal Banqueting House by John Macduff. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Song of Solomon 2:4. He brought me, all of grace. He justifies, he glorifies. The banqueting house is entered with shouting, saying, "Grace, grace unto it." Believer, contemplate the journey ended, the course finished, the victory won. Seated at the marriage feast of the Lamb in glory, guest talking to guest with bounding hearts, recounting their Lord's dealings on earth, the watchword circulating from tongue to tongue, "He has done all things well." Angels and archangels, too, will be participants in that banquet of glory, and bright seraphs, who never knew what it was to have a heart of sin or to shed a tear of sorrow. But, for this reason, there will be one element of joy peculiar to the redeemed, into which the other unfallen guests cannot enter, the joy of contrast. How will this present world's great tribulation, augment the bliss of a world at once sinless and sorrowless? How will earth's woe-worn cheek and sin-stricken spirit and tear-dimmed eye enhance the glories of that perfect state where there is not that symbol of sadness nor the solitary trace of one lingering teardrop? My soul, seek often to ponder, in the midst of your days of sadness, the joys of that eternal banqueting house. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. One moment at that banquet table, one crumb of the heavenly manna, one draught from the river of life, and all the bitter experiences of the valley of tears will be obliterated and forgotten. Look upwards, even now, and behold your dear Lord preparing you for this glorious feast of fat things. Do not be troubled. There are many rooms in my Father's home, and I am going to prepare a place for you. When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am.